When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If you hear that music, we only play that music for one person. Thursdays at 3, we're joined by the Ringer, Shiel Kapadia. It is sponsored by Dr. Raffi and Precision Hair Restoration. You'll keep losing your hair until you stop it. Dr. Raffi can help you get your confidence back. Visit PhillyHairMD.com today. Shiel, how we feeling, buddy?
Doing well, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. Before we get to the Eagles thing,
what's up, Shiel?
We know you're a Philadelphian. You're a sportsman. The comments from Embiid last night about the meeting and everything being his fault and yada, yada, yada. I guess just a general question is, like, where are you with it? Do you feel like this is a, like, this is like the end? You know, could he ever pull you back in? Could you believe again?
I mean, it would take a lot. I'm just exhausted by it. It's just not fun to be a Sixers fan right now. You know, that's what it comes down to for me. I'm way beyond thinking they can get to the finals or win a championship or anything like that. It's like when I sit down, do I enjoy what I'm seeing? And there's such a cloud over the entire organization and now the woe is me aspect of it. So I honestly don't know what it would take. I'm kind of just ready to move on with some of the new pieces, the Jared McCain's, and see where that gets you, even though I know that it's not getting you to a title, probably.
The glory of the process years, right? Like, let's watch our young guy and not care what happens.
Yeah. Less pressure.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. When you're talking about championships, somebody, when I mentioned starting Maxey and McCain together, somebody was like, how are we going to beat Boston with those two guys? And I was like, Boston? How about we beat Detroit or Charlotte or Memphis without their best player? Let's cross that bridge and then we can get
there.
Yeah.
Or how about this? Just entertain me on like a Tuesday night in January when I spend 2.5 of my hours with you and I don't feel like I hate the team.
Yes.
That's really where I am.
Yeah, can I tell you, and you know this, as somebody who has lived and died with this for 11 years, to have this sort of slow death is horrible. Like it couldn't be in a worse place, actually. So,
yeah.
All right. So over to the Eagles. Feel a little bit better about them, actually. Mm-hmm. So we were talking yesterday that you sort of think about the NFL in tiers. You know, like top contenders. Then maybe if it all goes right, sort of tiers. And that very top, I was putting Kansas City, Buffalo, Detroit, and personally not putting the Eagles. Would you put the Eagles in that top group of contenders, and would you consider those three that top group?
It's a really weird season right now where the Lions are the favorites, according to the betting markets, to win the Super Bowl. Like, what is happening? This has never happened before over Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and whoever else. But I think I would agree with your tiers. I might put Baltimore in there. I know their record is bad, but, you know, overall, I think they've been a really good team. I think they can get out of the AFC and be in the Super Bowl. And yeah, I would probably put the Eagles in that next tier. Now, I don't think there's a big gap. If someone yelled at me and said, Shiel, the Eagles belong in that top tier, I don't think you're crazy. There's just a couple things holding me back. One is I just need to see more consistency with this passing offense on a week-to-week basis, less sacks, more plays in rhythm, more reliability from the passing game. And then the pass rush, which I thought did a really nice job last week, I just need to see it for, you know, maybe 2-3 more weeks before I say, all right, now they've got all the pieces I need for this to be a championship contender.
Yeah, it's very wise by you there, Shiel. Wise assessment and analysis there, man. Because I would have been that guy that gave you pushback as to why the Eagles should be in that top tier, because I believe they should be in the top tier. Now, I don't disagree with your concerns or reasons why you would have the Eagles sort of on the tier below. I just don't think we view the Eagles' sort of weaknesses in the same light we view the weaknesses maybe the Lions may have. You even said the Ravens. That really got the hair on my neck standing up, because the Ravens have a terrible defense, and that's going to be the reason why they don't get to the Super Bowl. And I would certainly have the Eagles above the Ravens, but you wouldn't have a problem putting the Ravens in that class. Here's the thing I'll say. I like the Eagles' defense. Pass rush questions aside, and they are legit. There's something about this Eagles' defense. I like the way they're playing right now that I think going up against the Lions, I'm not saying they would shut the Lions' offense down. I don't think anybody can do that. But I think it takes pressure off the Eagles' offense to have to score 30-plus points. So I believe like we got a defense that could keep the Lions to 24 or less.
Listen, I really like this defense. We've been talking about it for, I think, a month now. I don't remember watching an Eagles defense that just covered this well on the back end. I mean, they're communicating. They're passing routes off. They're, when they're one-on-one, I mean, these guys aren't getting beat for explosive plays. I think if you just look at it on, like, a rate basis, they're allowing fewer explosive pass plays than any defense in the NFL. So I do agree with you. Like, I don't think that any of these teams, I'm not saying Eagles are not going to have a chance against them. I think they're competitive, and that defense is going to keep them in every single game. Now, that Lions offense is legit. I mean, they scored touchdowns
on
seven straight possessions to start the game last week. I know the opponent sucks, but that doesn't happen in the NFL where you just go seven straight possessions and score touchdowns on all of them. So it would be a really fun matchup. I think this matchup this weekend, I think next weekend against the Ravens, after those two, you know, those are going to be nice measuring sticks for where the team is as a whole, where the defense is as a whole, going up against two offenses that I do have respect for.
I completely agree with that. And we got to at least split at worst with these next two teams. They got to win at least one of them. Let me ask you this, Shiel, with the Eagles and the Lions. Would your opinion change, or how much would it change if the game is here?
Yeah, that's a big deal. There's no doubt that's a big deal, and they're only one game behind the Lions. And,
yeah.
You know, these next two games are tough. After that, the schedule gets a lot lighter for the Eagles when you look at
it. You got the one Pittsburgh game. You got Pittsburgh in there, but that game is here, too. That game
they'll
is at home.
They'll be favored in that game.
Yeah.
They'll be favored in that game against the Steelers at home. You still get the Panthers. You still get Cooper Rush and the Cowboys. You still get
the Giants.
I mean, if you look at it just overall, after these 2 weeks, it gets a little easier. So, yeah, I agree with you. You would love to get a split. And if you don't get a split, that one seat's going to be harder to come by. If you lose both of those, though, I still think you're probably in good shape to at least win the division, and maybe still in good shape to at least get that two seat.
Yeah.
Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer with us. Shiel, do you think this defense is better than the 22 defense?
I do. I was thinking about this recently. It's built differently. I think that pass rush was better than this pass rush is. But I look at it overall, and maybe this is me being a bit of a, you know, Jonathan Gannon hater, but I just look at it game plan wise. I mean, think about it. If you're going into a playoff game, like Ike said, against that Lions team, or maybe you get to the Super Bowl and you're facing Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or Andy Reid, who do you trust to put together that creative, special game plan to fluster the top offenses and the top quarterbacks in the NFL? I mean, to me, that's a no-brainer. Listen, that was a great defense in 2022. They had so many sacks. If you look at it, who was the best quarterback that they, you know, beat that year? Was it Kirk Cousins, Daniel Jones? They really, you know, lucked out with the schedule.
Yeah, it probably was Kirk Cousins. Yeah, probably
was. There was nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence in the rain. You had that weird game. Remember, there was nobody. And so
it's either Kirk or Dak. You can say Dak. We beat Dak that year.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Although I think Dak kind of lit him up that year. If memory, I think was that a high scoring game? I can't remember. But
there was one that was high scoring.
The second one, Jalen was injured.
Yeah,
Minshew started.
Yes.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I was going to say that was a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
So these next 2 weeks, I want to see Vic Fangio against Matthew Stafford and Lamar Jackson. Like I said, that's why I'm really excited about these next two games.
Sheil, I wanted to ask you about Saquon because a few weeks ago we had asked you about, hey, do you have to monitor Saquon's touches? Because he's on pace for the most of his career, 370-something. If you include playoffs, we're at 400. And you said yes, monitor it. We asked Baldy, he said yes. We all said yes.
I said yes.
And here we are, the same exact spot. But it seems like everybody has sort of shifted to like, well, if you got to do what you got to do. Where are you in that? Are you like, look, this is a team that might have a chance to get there, we got to do it? Or are you somebody who says that still is something that you have to do something about?
I just don't have a solution, you know? Like, if you blow a team out, and they did do this, you know, a couple weeks ago, he didn't play the fourth quarter. All right, good. But if you're in a one-possession game, and we just talked about how important that one seed is, where you potentially get a bye and get home field throughout, and you're telling me it's, you know, the fourth quarter of a tight game and you're going to hand the ball off to Kenny Gainwell? I mean, come on. Like, no, come on. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to alter
with a healthy Saquon over there. Yeah.
He's a threat to break off a 50-yard run on every single snap. I've never seen anything like this with a running back. So listen, we just talked about the schedule. When you're facing Tommy Cutlets, when you're facing Cooper Rush,
right. Yeah,
those are the weeks. If you're a 10-point favorite and you want to say, hey, let's kind of ease up even in the second quarter, let's give some other guys some carries, I think that would be a really smart way to do it. But I just don't know what other way to do it. If you're in these close games, I don't know that you can just put him on the bench there.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I?
And I'm trying to steal an MVP. So
well, can I? Well, that's a betting thing. Yeah, but can I make the other case?
Sure.
All right. The other case is that Saquon is a great player, no doubt. But this offensive line has been successful with literally any running back that you put back there. Not Saquon successful, but successful nonetheless. And I'm a Kenny Gainwell sort of like believer. I think he's got a little pop to him when he's in the game, especially because he doesn't run that much. And I would say, I'm not talking about in the fourth quarter, but what I'm saying is that in each quarter, there have to almost be designated drives that are Kenny Gainwell drives.
Kenny Gainwell drives?
Look, the two-minute offense usually is Kenny Gainwell.
Man.
And here's the other thing I'll say, Sheil, is that we're all agreeing that this offense, it only works, like Saquon is the most important thing. Well, what's going to be different next year? We're going to have the same offensive line, the same wide receivers, the same quarterback. So you're telling me you're basically going to say, we know Saquon's not going to be any good next year because we're going to run him 400 times. You're basically saying next year we have no solution to this problem and we're going for this year. So that is my argument on the other side, that it is actually a little more replaceable than we think it is.
Well, there might be some logic to that, but Nick Sirianni, we know that man's not thinking about next year.
So right.
Like, I don't say,
he might not even be here next year.
So he's doing everything he can to make sure he keeps his job this year. I hear what you're saying. I don't know about drives. If you mix them in a little bit in the first and second quarter, I can see it. But I'm telling you, there are just plays. Like, there was a 9-yard run last week where Saquon made a spin move at full speed behind the line of scrimmage. And picked up 9 yards where I had to rewind it 5 times and go, how did he do that? So I'm not even talking about just a 20-yard run. You're right. Gainwell could reach a level of efficiency with this offensive line. But again, that those two carries that he gets that Saquon could turn into a 20 and 30-yard touchdown like he did last week, that could be the difference in winning and losing. And one game could be the difference between the one seed and the two seed. So there's a lot of factors at play with this thing. I just think blow some teams out. And then go Will Shipley. Go ahead. Get him out there.
By the way, I'm more interested in adding to the exciting whites than I am seeing Kenny G run the ball. So, yeah, I'd rather go with Will Shipley. running the football. That's
you be
me.
Careful. You're about to get traded.
I'm just saying,
heard.
I know. I'm ready to go, too, man. Okay, yeah, you want to send me over? Go ahead, man.
Okay. All right, Shiel. Rams on Sunday. Eagles 3-point favorite. I have been afraid of a growing Rams team for the last several weeks. What do you think? We need your official prediction. What do you think about Rams-Eagles Sunday night?
Yeah, this is as healthy as the Rams offense has been all season long. Last week, they looked really good with their passing game. Matthew Stafford, they've got two great receivers in Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, and their offensive line has been pretty good, too. I think this is a tricky spot.
Oh, I hear what's coming.
Oh, come on, Shield!
Listen, I think this Rams pass rush has been very good. The Eagles' offensive line has also been very good, but I think that's a battle that could determine the game. On the other side of the ball, I said I'm not totally sold on the Eagles' pass rush right now, and I think if you could give Stafford time, I think he's going to be able to make some plays. I have a weird feeling about this one.
I knew it.
Don't do it, Shield! Don't do it!
Rams 24, Eagles 23.
Shut his hole!
All right, Shiel.
All right, brother.
Thank you, man.
All right, guys. Talk to you.
Now, we know I have to pick the Rams by double digits tomorrow when we make our picks, but I'm in my heart of hearts, I am concerned about this game.
You should be.
Yeah, I think the Rams...
It's a good game.
Yeah, and this is a... You know, Elliot was saying yesterday, was talking about the Eagles' sort of championship DNA, and the Rams have that too. You know what I mean? Like, this is a team that could have thrown in the towel this year that didn't. And even that not this past week, but the week before that, when they looked terrible and they lost, and that could have been a moment as well. They're in a really good division.
They bounced back.
Yeah, this is a tough team, you know?
I picked the Rams to win that division prior to the season starting. They got off to a slow start, obviously, with their weapons getting injured. I expect this to be a tough game, but we got to split. We got at least split, and I would rather beat the Rams. I don't want to lose another conference game. If we're going to lose one, you lose it losing Baltimore. It doesn't hurt you when it comes to tiebreakers, if that happens to happen with Detroit. So, I expect it to be a tough game. I honestly do expect it to be a tough game, and I'm interested to see our young secondary going up against these wideouts.
Yes.
I really am. I've gotten much joy out of watching this young defense every week. I am absolutely excited to watch them every week. And they're not even a dynamic defense. They're not a dynamic defense.
No, there's not turnovers and interceptions.
When I say dynamic, I mean exotic blitzes. This guy coming. I played under Jim Johnson. I know what a dynamic defense looks like. They are a very solid defense. They're scheme-oriented, and Fangio has put together a scheme that they can play fast in, and he can still have his general principles executed, which is don't give up big plays. Don't give up big plays. And that's what they've been able to do. And every once in a while, he'll mix in sending Cooper DeJean or sending Zach Bond or N'Kobe Dean on a little bit of a five-man pressure. But he doesn't get crazy with these guys. He really doesn't. And that's what you need, a veteran coordinator that knows what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, I would say the most exotic thing they do is that you never know who the fifth guy rushing is going to be.
Yeah, fifth guy coming, yeah.
And they've been successful for that, because if you watch when they get pressure, it's almost always that fifth guy. And he's almost always coming from a different spot on the field. We all keep talking about the young secondary. How do you think Darius Slay feels, where everybody's like, man, he plays every snap. Yep. He's been good all year. And I had a ton of doubts about Darius Slay. And by the way, they throw at him more than probably they've ever thrown at him because of how good Quinion's been. Mm-hmm. And no one ever mentions
him. No. And I'm a Slay guy. I'm a Slay guy. But I mean, it's almost with Slay, it's like we know what to expect from Slay. Like, we've seen you. You've been here 4 years, what have you. And kind of, this might be Slay's fifth year. I think Slay came in 2020.
Yes.
Yeah, he came in the COVID year. Yeah, he came in that year. So, yeah, this is his fifth year. And it's probably his last year.
Probably.
Yeah, it's more like last year here, I'm saying. It's probably his last
33,
year
33, I think.
Yeah. And they got young guys waiting.
Yeah.
Anybody heard from James Bradberry?
No, he has a 6 to 8 week injury. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, it was 6 to 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's coming back to save the secondary, save the safety position.
They don't want him anywhere close to these guys.
I heard he's playing safety at the Giants, Giants scout team along with Daniel Jones, right?
Is Bradberry even here?
Oh, come on. There's no way. He's not even in the country. He might be.
They let him go home?
Dude, they might have. Whoa. They might have.
How did that app open up?
He might be. Like, I don't want to get what's the word I'm looking for? Like, he might not be on this planet. They may have made sure that, James Bradbury is as far away from the team as possible. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Can Joel Embiid win you back, or are you out? We have seen a shift in the voting. 41% say that Joel Embiid can win them back.
There you go.
And 59% say I'm out.
How about that? How about that?
You're happy about it. You're out.
No, I'm happy for you.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't care. Look,
yeah,
I'm where I am.
How about that? Listen, this is painful. But see, here's the difference between you and I.
Yeah.
I started this transition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a while ago. Well, I've been sort of.
When Spike got here, you felt free.
Yes.
I actually did.
Somebody
I felt like a burden was lifted off my shoulders. I really did.
Yeah. If I'm being honest, it is not belief out of me. It's hope.
Like, oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't. If you were to ask me, can he stay healthy? Answer is going to be no. If just in the big picture question, does this end well? If you ask me what I think is going to happen, I don't think it's going to happen. And I am as frustrated with a player I like as I have ever been with Embiid. I think it is just the idea of it ending badly is so sad to me that I just don't want to. I just want to keep hoping because it doesn't cost me anything, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
I'm already disappointed. I'm going to be disappointed anyway, so yeah. I might as well just keep on hoping.
I'm telling you, man, you're going to feel it. I went through this with Wentz.
I was going to say.
I went through this with Wentz, you know? Yeah, I went through that with Wentz, man. And by the time they got to that Green Bay game and he got benched,
you feel relief?
I was like, man, thank God this is over, yes, man. Because yeah, once you mention him, it's a done deal. He's gone. You're not coming back from this. It's over with. Jalen's the next quarterback.
I'll be honest. There was a part of that with me with the Maxi yelling at Embiid story.
Yeah.
There was a part of me that goes like, well, I can't fight this anymore.
Yeah. Right. That's why I had to give it up, man.
He's overweight. Yeah, he doesn't show up on time. He's the whiny baby. I mean, I still love him. I still want him to succeed, but I can't fight that part of it anymore.
I think it was actually the Cleveland game where I felt like I just wanted to stab myself with a spoon.
Talkie-talkie!
Wait, now what's that?
That was the linebacker who picked six.
Oh, yeah, and Merrill, right. Merrill reached a note that I don't think he's reached in years. Because Merrill that year...
You think Mike goosed him to get it there?
Well, the best part of Merrill is he's an emotion on the sleevesman.
Yes.
Yeah. And... He could sense during the whole season, you know, he's fed up with Carson in a nice way.
He was hanging on as long as he could.
Yeah. Talkie-talkie!
All right, 215-592-9494. Could Joel Embiid win you back? And we haven't done this in over a week now. It's been a little too long, fellas, since we had Flyers in 50.
Oh, man.
And we've had Broads in the bullpen for a week and a half. He's eating red meat. He's slobbering all over the place. He's got to have... And we are the official Flyers show in
Damn
Philadelphia.
Right.
So
right.
We give the Flyers more time than any other show, which makes us... We're all Meachmen.
Yes.
Meachmen.
Oh, yeah.
Still out on Tortorella.
Yeah, get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
Don't bench my guy, you idiot.
You kidding me?
Yeah, right. Flyers and 50 is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.